Everybody, get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group, just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for my dear friend Beverly Nadler and her fantastic family. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Happy, happy, happy St. Patrick's Day, folks. Today we will celebrate St. Patrick's Day with our special guest, Beverly Nadler. We will have some fun facts, trivia, quotes, and Irish proverbs and blessings. Join the festivities. You don't have to be Irish. Our very special guest, Beverly Nadler, she's not Irish. What she is, however, is a dynamic and captivating international speaker, trainer, reprogramming coach, author, poet, media guest, and our most valued guest. She is our health guru, appearing weekly on Here's to Your Health Thursday, sharing vital information on how to improve, maintain, or regain your health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Her awesome books, including Loving the Game of Life and Vibrational Harmony, are I get so excited when I talk about her work. I get tongue-tied. They're so fabulous, you don't want to be without them. And in my life, as my friend and my very special guest, I never want to be without Beverly Nadler. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Joyce, and thank you for inviting me, because, as you said, I'm not Irish, you're not Irish, so we have two Jewish people talking about Ireland and about the incredible things that the Irish have contributed to us, and it's a fun show. You know, I'm your health guru, and you know, one of the things that actually helps us improve our health is fun and laughter, and that's some of the things that we will be sharing today.
Absolutely, and you have much to contribute on just about every topic. I haven't found one yet that you don't have so much to contribute. Let me just start with a little basic. St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick, is a cultural and religious holiday celebrated annually on March 17, the death date of the most commonly recognized patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick. And he lived A.D. 385 to 461. St. Patrick's Day was made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century and is observed by the Catholic Church, the Anglican Communion, especially the Church of Ireland, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and Lutheran Church. The day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland, as well as celebrates the heritage and culture of the Irish in general. Celebrations generally involve public parades and festivals and the wearing of green attire or shamrocks. Christians also attend church services, and the Lenten restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol are lifted for the day, which has encouraged and propagated the holiday's tradition of massive alcohol consumption. It is a public holiday in the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Montserrat. It's also widely celebrated by the Irish diaspora around the world, especially in Britain, Canada, the U.S., Argentina, Australia, and New Zealand. So, folks, that's just some basics on what today is all about. And indeed, it's celebrated here in the U.S. with parades just about everywhere. Beverly, anything you want to get into right here, right now?
Yeah, I was in New York yesterday. And as I walked past the streets around 42nd Street and Broadway and 7th Avenue, a lot of the restaurants, whether they were Irish or not, had their specials written in green. And they had shamrocks hanging out of the windows, and some of the stores had that. And then there's a lot of street vendors in New York, and you could see these huge green hats and then shirts. You know, New York has a shirt that kind of like reminiscent of the people to take back that about New York, which has I with a heart, you know, I love New York. Well, these shirts were green and it said I with a shamrock, New York. Tons of them. And you could see people who obviously were not Irish. I mean, you could tell by their by their color, by their eyes. They were not buying these and getting ready for the festivities because today is the parade, and it's expected, believe it or not, to have 2 million people watching this parade. 200,000 will be of Irish culture, many of whom will be marching in the parade. I don't know how many, but it's one of the biggest parades in the United States takes place. And this is its 255th year. It is the first year that the LGBT, you know, the gay groups, are allowed to march under their own banners. And because of this, our mayor is going to attend the event for the first time since 2013.
Wow, very, very interesting indeed. You referenced the green and the shamrocks. I just want to say that originally the color associated with St. Patrick was blue. As they say, who knew? Over the years, the color green and its association with St. Patrick's Day grew. Green ribbons and shamrocks were worn in celebration of St. Patrick's Day as early as the 17th century. St. Patrick is said to have used the shamrock, a three-leaf plant, to explain the Holy Trinity to the pagan Irish.
Oh, how interesting. I asked somebody, actually an Irish person that I know, if he knew why green was associated. And what he told me, he said he didn't know, but he thought, and obviously he was wrong, but he thought it's because Ireland is the greenest country in the world. It has the greenest grass in the world. And I thought, wow, I didn't know that. So it may not be why they celebrate it, but it's an interesting fact about Ireland that it is truly a green country.
The phrase, the wearing of the green, meaning to wear a shamrock on one's clothing, that derives from a song of the same name. In 1798, as early as that, there was a rebellion. To make a political statement, Irish soldiers wore full green uniforms on March 17th in hopes of catching public attention. So it goes way back, and we truly think Irish, we think green, for sure.
Yes, we think green. Definitely. I don't know if the four-leaf clover has anything to do with Ireland, because when I was walking down the street, I was thinking four-leaf clover in that song I'm looking over. Four-leaf clover, which is supposed to be lucky, and we speak about the luck of the Irish. I don't know exactly how lucky they are, but I just thought that was kind of interesting. And then as I was walking, I was saying, oh, no, it's not a four-leaf clover. It's a three-leaf shamrock. So it was interesting as I was walking down. And I wore green yesterday in honor of St. Patrick's Day, even though it was a day early.
I don't know about that with the four-leaf clover. I'm going to have to find out. I think it is associated with the Irish, but I'm not quite sure. But I want to say that St. Patty's Day, while not a legal holiday in most of the U.S., is nonetheless widely recognized and celebrated throughout the country. The day is celebrated, is observed as a celebration of Irish and Irish-American culture. Celebrations include prominent displays of the color green, eating and drinking, religious observances, and numerous parades. The holiday has been celebrated on the North American continent since the late 18th century. It is very big here. Our parades in the U.S. are huge.
Well, even in Little Stamford, I mean, relatively speaking, Stamford, Connecticut is not a huge city, but there were over 1,000 people in the parade, which for some reason was 2 weeks ago. I have no idea why, but a friend of mine who is not Irish but attends it every year said it was just a delightful parade, walking down the main streets of Stamford with over 1,000 people participating in it. Now, I'm not talking about watching it, participating. So I thought that was very interesting. You know, you started talking about St. Patrick, And I found some interesting information about him and also about Ireland, which is as a result of him. Ireland is the only devoutly Catholic country in the modern world. It is the only English-speaking nation. It has produced more priests and nuns per capita than any other country on earth. And its religion, which is 95% Catholic, has played a vital role in the nation's political history, especially, as we know, with the fighting among the Catholics and the Protestants, which is unfortunate, but just part of it. When we speak of Ireland's religion, we must begin with St. Patrick. And St. Patrick was actually born in Britain. He was an ex-slave, he was a shepherd, he was a scholar. And what we know him for is one of the most successful missionaries in history, not just one of the most successful missionaries in Ireland, but in history. He was captured from Britain when he was barely 16 years old by Irish marauders, and he was enslaved and assigned work as a herdsman on the slopes of various areas in Ireland. 6 years later, in response to a voice, you know, an inner voice, he escaped and he wandered throughout Europe, eventually entering a monastery where he was ordained. He was less than 30 years old when he returned to his native Britain, but then he again heard the voice, but this time it came in a vision, and it called him to return to Ireland and Christianize the people. So accordingly, in 419, he prepared himself for his mission, and he spent 12 years in study to do that. In the year 431, St. Palladius, the first missionary bishop sent to Ireland, died, and Patrick was consecrated as his successor in 432. And in the spring of that year, he journeyed to Tara and gained his first major converts. And what he did, actually, he was fighting against the pagan priests at that time, and he kindled the Irish fire on Slane, a nearby hill. This was defying what was considered the major, quotes, religion, paganism at that time. And this challenge could have resulted in his death, but it didn't. It had an opposite effect. Even though they were initially indignant that he acted in that way, they actually gained admiration and respect for this courageous and dedicated man. And Tara became his headquarters, and with a band of followers, he successively converted Meath, Heatran, Cavan, West Down. These were all names that I may or may not be pronouncing correctly, but they are different parts of Ireland. And in 444, he established his own Archiepiscopal See at Armagh. His mission was the most successful in Ireland, and Ireland was entirely Christian by the time of his death. I mean, that is extraordinary. He understood and wisely preserved the country's social structure, and he converted the people tribe by tribe. He introduced the Roman alphabet, and at his insistence, the traditional laws of Ireland were codified. The harsher ones were mitigated, particularly those that dealt with slavery and taxation of the poor. He retired in 457, and as you said, he died 4 years later. He was remembered as being the architect of the Catholic Church in Ireland, and that he had a very engaging personality. He was known for his warmth, his deep understanding of the people's strengths and their frailties, and he could and would share a drink with them and convert them the next day. He possessed a lively sense of humor and enjoyed a good joke as well with any of his followers. And so it's small wonder that he is recalled with a great deal of affection and reverence.
Beverly, that was indeed fascinating. I can always count on you to come up with extraordinary information on any topic, and that's why, because of people like you that contribute to the show, we ask people not to miss any of our shows. And here, in Beverly's words, are the reasons why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Indeed, let's make it the number one internet radio show. And we ask that you help stand by us to have that happen. Simply go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and Friends.com, and right over, right under my picture on the homepage, you'll see the word follow. All you need to do is click on that, and you will get advised of every show, every guest, every topic, so you need not miss any of them. Back to you, Beverly. You're my number one research person of all time, that you have information that fascinates on every topic.
Well, thank you for that. if I feel the show would be interesting, because this is not my usual topic, which, of course, is health, I thought, wow, this could be fun, so let me see what I can find out. I have three Irish friends, and there's a stereotype about Irish. You know, they're cops and drinkers. And the fact is, my three friends are not drinkers. One of them drinks socially. The other ones, they don't even touch it. And they are not cops. One is a chiropractor. One is a musician. And the other owns his own natural supplement company. So they don't fit the stereotype at all. And then I have one of my favorite television shows is Blue Bloods, about the Reagans. And the Reagan family fits part of the stereotype, because this is a large family, and all of them are in law enforcement. They're cops, the commissioner of cops, working with the DA. Wonderful, wonderful show, by the way. They sit down for wonderful dinners, and every show you'll see the whole family. I don't even notice anything to drink on their table. And there's a new show on TV, by the way, which is the Orions. It just started on March 8th, and I decided to watch it because I was doing this show. And I want to tell you, it's very funny. It's an ABC comedy on Tuesday nights, and it's the real Orions, and it's totally unlike anything that you would expect. In fact, they're not drinking, but they're extremely Irish Catholic. It's a fun show.
Wow, I'm with you on Blue Bloods. That's one of my all-time favorite shows. The others I hadn't heard of. So that show we definitely share as one of our favorites. What else would you like to share about the Irish or St. Patrick's Day?
I have a very interesting part of an interview with a very attractive young lady who was a bartender, and she came to America, to New York, in 1996 from Ireland. And she said, I always had a fantasy about New York. I think everyone does. I bought a ticket to stay for 6 weeks, and I stayed for 20 years. And so they asked her, how is St. Patrick's Day different in New York? And here's what she had to say. New York is very over the top, even more so than Ireland. Like in Ireland, people go for a walk, and they might go for a pint or two after work. He said, but that's kind of it. Over here, it's like an Irish Mardi Gras. People wear shamrocks, and they drink green pints. So we take it, this is the interview, we take it that you're not a big fan of the holidays. She says, I'm not a huge fan personally. I think there are a lot of creative, intelligent Irish people out there, but St. Patrick's Day is all about drinking and making an ass of yourself. That's her comments as a bartender who is in, I believe, an Irish bar. So I thought that was interesting. And she said, rightly, that there are so many people that are intelligent and have made great contributions. They're either Irish or Irish Americans. In other words, they're citizens of Ireland, or they're people who background is Irish, they're descendants of Irish. And I'd like to mention some of them, just in case, because some of the names I didn't even think of, even though when I see the names, I realize I should have. One of the most popular, U2, Bono is the lead singer, and he's done so much philanthropy and assistance to helping globally the world, Bono. Anya is a very delightful singer from Ireland with a beautiful lilting angel's voice. And then there's a song people may have heard, Take Me to Church, very popular by an Irish group called The Housier. And there's Sinead O'Connor, the Van Morrisons, which is a very popular 70s group, the Cranberries, a very popular 90s group. We have Riverdance, which has come to America several times, doing beautiful, wonderful shows with this incredible dancing. Michael Flatley is the leader of that, and they bring their Irish music and dance to America, probably to many places. I saw them at Radio City. There was a movie, and then was made into a play called Once, and it's about a man meets his musical soulmate on the streets of Dublin. And the song won a Grammy. It was called Falling Slowly, written by Glenn Hansard. That's just a few, believe me, just a few of the entertainment, although I have to mention this. The Live Aid concert, the first one in 1984, was established by an Irishman, Bob Geldof, and it raised $8 million for Africa. And their song then was Do They Know It's Christmas? That was not the big Live Aid concert, even though it did raise $8 million, but it was the inspiration for the next one, which raised a lot more money and became known as We Are the World, where Michael Jackson was in it, and Diana Ross, and Sidney Lauper, and Bette Midler. That was a very, very famous concert. The first one, Boy George, was on that, Duran Duran, Sting, Kool and the Gang. So that was a big contribution. And then there is the Irish tenors. I don't know their names, but they sing all over the world, beautiful Irish voices.
And, oh, they're awesome. The two especially that I like that you mentioned, excuse me for interrupting, was the Irish tenors, who I think are beyond extraordinary, and Michael Flatley and what is it, Riverwalk?
River Dance.
There's a river walk here where I live. River Dance. I think they are extraordinary groups.
They are. I've seen that type of dance on America's Got Talent. Sometimes they bring these, and they are. It's just so extraordinary to watch. Very difficult, by the way. I mean, that kind of dance. Just, you know, you look at it and you say, oh, I can do that. Yeah, sure. It takes a lot before. Then we have some very, do you want to add anything else to that? Because I've got some famous authors, I've got some famous actors.
No, go ahead. I have jokes, riddles, proverbs, blessings, but you're on a roll. So if you wanted to continue what you were saying, that's all very interesting for sure.
Okay, well, we have famous authors, Jonathan Swift, who wrote Gulliver's Travels, and he was also the dean of a Catholic church in Dublin. I think it was, in fact, it was a called St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. I certainly didn't know that. Samuel Beckett, these are authors that are Irish, James Joyce, Oscar Wilde, W.B. Yeats, who is a poet, and his father was a painter, John Butler, also very, very famous, and he's the father of the poet. John O'Hara, of course. George Bernard Shaw. I mean, without George Bernard Shaw, we would never have had that incredible, beautiful Broadway show, My Fair Lady, because it came out of his book, Pygmalion. And then the author of Dracula, that's Bram Stoker. And there's Frank O'Connor, who wrote 150 different short stories. And Eugene O'Neill, of course, and F. Scott Fitzgerald. These are all famous authors. And there are many more, by the way. But I would take up the entire show with all of the names. And so we'll go to actors. And then you, please, some of the jokes and the limericks and the blessings. We all want to leave here with Irish blessings, I think. That would be a wonderful close for us. I don't have a poem, so the Irish blessings would be wonderful. So actors, Gabriel Byrne, he was in the Usual Suspects. Colin Farrell, well-known. Colin Firth, well-known. He's Bridget Diary of Bridget, whatever the exact name of that was. Very, very popular movie. Then we have Brian F. O'Byrne, who is in Million Dollar Baby. Michael Fassbender, who has been very popular lately, is in the X-Men and Inglourious Basterds. Liam Neeson, known for Schindler's List. Peter O'Toole, who from Lawrence of Arabia, who passed away recently. In the Pierce Brosnan, extraordinarily handsome Irishman. In the old days, we had Barry Fitzgerald and Maureen O'Hara. Kenneth Branagh is current, does a lot of Shakespearean things. Richard Harris, mustn't forget him, passed also. Maureen O'Sullivan, she was in the movies, the guy, I can't believe that, who lived with the apes, Tarzan. She was his girlfriend in Tarzan, Maureen O'Sullivan. And then we have Benjamin Guinness, not an author or an actor, but he's very, very well-known as a businessman and also a philanthropist. His father established Guinness Brewery, Guinness Stout. And I'm sure that listeners will know many others that they could add to this list. And, of course, the Kennedys. Can't leave out the Kennedys. These are Irish. And former President Ronald Reagan. Reagan, by the way, is one of the Irish names, along with O'Hara, O'Brien, O'Rourke, O'Neill, Shaughnessy, Keary, Keeney, Sullivan. John L. Sullivan was a famous pugilist. Annie Sullivan was the eyes and the ears of Helen Keller. Some more names: Murphy, Flynn, Ryan. Anytime you see that, you know that person's Irish or of Irish descent.
Yeah, you know, that's the obvious with the O in front of it, O'Hara, O'Brien, very obvious. But you named a lot of people that are quite popular that I had no idea were Irish. The Kennedys, yes, I knew that. But a lot of that you named was very interesting to me as well. Let me go to some cute jokes and riddles. We always like to make sure there's enough of humor in every show, if possible, to keep people happy and laughing. That's one of the main things that's so good for your health. Okay, here's a few very cute ones. Knock, knock. I was waiting for you to say who's there, but okay.
Oh, who's there?
Knock, knock, who's there? Irish. Irish who? I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day. What happens when a leprechaun falls into a water, into a river? He gets wet, of course. Here's a great recipe for Irish stew. Get some meat, potatoes, and a lot of Guinness. Drink all of the beer, then forget about the stew. Why do revelers wear shamrocks on St. Patrick's Day? Because real rocks are way too heavy. What happens when a leprechaun... Oh, wait, we did that one. Does green bear count as a vegetable? Never iron a four-leaf clover. You don't want to press your luck. Knock, knock, who's there? Pat. Pat who? Pat your shoes on so we can celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And finally, what do you get when you cross poison ivy with a four-leaf clover? A rash of good luck. I did check and found out that the four-leaf clover has absolutely nothing to do with the Irish and St. Patrick's Day. It's okay. The shamrocks, and the four-leaf clover is no connection.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This I love when
cute.
I learn from my
I have
own
a cute
show.
One. Heard at O'Banion's Beer Emporium, O'Banion, of course, being an Irish place. Pardon me, darling, but I'm writing a telephone book. Can I have your number? It's a pickup line. I thought it was cute.
It is.
This is Annie Sullivan, the remarkable lady who gave ears to Helen Keller, was one of the most sympathetic of souls, but she once lost all patience with a rude, loud-mouthed news reporter. "Sir," she murmured as he was about to leave, "don't think it hasn't been charming meeting you, because it hasn't." Good comeback.
Yes, very good. And speaking of very good, we have one of our very good friends on the line here in the studio. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. Yes, happy St. Patty's Day, everybody, and getting some joy out and fun and laughter from your wonderful show, as always. The two of you are a great combo. And
thank really, you.
Yes. You know, of course, I love to laugh, and, you know, Joyce brought up a four-leaf clover, and, you know, I actually got a gift of a four-leaf clover from an Indian gentleman who was gardening in the Napa Valley. And he was gardening, but he was like a chief, so he didn't really need to be gardening. He was just enjoying his passion. And so anyway, he was kind enough to bestow upon me an actual four-leaf clover, one for me and one for each of my sons.
Wow.
I mean, how many people have really ever seen a four-leaf clover?
I don't know if I've ever actually have, come to think of it.
Yeah. So anyway, that one joke you told Joyce brought it to my mind. So there you go.
I'm always impressed when anything comes to your mind, knowing that this is the time you'd rather be sleeping, but you push yourself out of that bedroom. You push yourself to get to our studio so you can contribute to our show, and we thank you for that.
And it's my pleasure. I actually do. Especially this morning, that bed was feeling so good.
And folks,
do they have any special
to...
festivities going on in your area of town for St. Patty's Day?
You know, not that I know of. We're a little bit more spread out, multicultural, but not in my area, but possibly where one of your daughters lives.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly in the Los Angeles or Hollywood area could well be.
Yes. And, of course, you got to wear green today, you know.
Uh-huh.
Wear green, and it's good to have green in your wallet as well. Thank you, Janice. I just want to say, folks, go to our archives, listen to our show on Tuesday, March 15th. Janice Miller and myself, we had a whole wonderful show about how friends are life's blessings. Speaking of Blessings. Great show, great friend, great person, Janice Miller, on March 15 in our archives. Okay, let me share some of the proverbs. These are Irish proverbs. And at Beverly's request, I'll end with the blessings. I would have done those first, but not an issue. The future is not set. There is no fate but what we make for ourselves. God's help is nearer than the door. Mothers hold their children's hands for just a little while and their hearts forever. A wish, may you never forget what is worth remembering or remember what is best forgotten. Your feet will bring you where your heart is. These are all proverbs. Always remember to forget the friends that proved untrue, but never forget to remember those that have stuck by you. As you ramble through life, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. Do not resent growing old. Many are denied the privilege. Life is like a cup of tea. It's all how you make it. A friend's eye is a good mirror. A penny gets another penny. As the big hound is, so will the pup be. The best way to keep loyalty in a man's heart is to keep money in his pocket. It is often that a person's mouth broke his nose. Time is a good storyteller. Your son is your son today, but your daughter is your daughter forever. I would say that a lot of mothers might feel that way about their sons, but that kind of is something that we've heard for through the centuries, how your daughter is your daughter forever.
I didn't know it was an Irish proverb.
What's your comment, Beverly?
I didn't know it was an Irish proverb. I have definitely heard that. And in my own case, well, I have three daughters, so I don't know what it would be like if I had sons.
Well, let me go real quick because we're running out of time with all that we have. Janice, as someone that has a couple of sons, what do you think of that, that a daughter is your daughter forever, but your son is your son today? What's your comment on that?
I used to believe that was so true, but now I have definitely shifted on that thought theory because, you know, I remember that saying. And I know how mothers feel about their daughters, how passionate, and then the sons go off, and you never hear from them unless they don't have a girlfriend or a wife in their life. That's what
yeah.
I thought about that. So
I would say fathers really think about their daughters to their father. Their daughter at any age will always be their little girl.
True, true. But, I mean, I do still, you know, my sons have left the nest about 3 years ago, and they're very busy, but I cannot wait to hear from them, of course, and I'm very happy, so, you know, that I had sons.
I have heard some of the things that your sons have said on Mother's Day about you, and there is just no question how deep their love and appreciation for you goes.
Yes, well, that is wonderful. Now, let's see how, when time moves forward, if they still feel that. But
I have no doubt. Thank you, Janice.
Thank
Beverly,
you.
Why don't you take a moment and share about your website and why people should spend the time to go check it out.
My website is an educational website. As Joyce said, I am the health guru, so everything on there is about health, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. There are links for my books. She mentioned the two books, Loving the Game of Life and Vibrational Harmony. There are links to my other websites. There's a lot of information on health and how the mind works and universal laws. A lot of the things that we actually talk about on this show, you'll find more information. And knowing the way things actually work in life improves your health. Understanding how things work helps you to be able to navigate this a very interesting world of polarity, positive and negative. So it's BeverlyNadler.com, my main website. And I also have another website on which there are two gifts for other listeners of this show. And that website is VibrationalHarmony.biz, all about the business of health. One on managing stress and the other is on the laws of the body, the physical, mental, mostly the physical, but some of the mental laws that have to do with healing. The food, rest, all of these things, why they're important. And that website, these are two downloadable ebooks that are free. And I invite you to enjoy them and learn from them and improve your life. Today we're having fun, but it's interesting to note that St. Paddy's Day, there are two things. A St. Paddy's Day's wellness retreat, where it's all good, clean comedy at the Bell House. That's what's taking place there with comedians. One of them was Irish. The other two are definitely not Irish, especially one named Julio Torres. But it's all humor. And they call it a wellness retreat. As both Joyce and I pointed out, laughter helps to keep you well. And then there's another one, Sober St. Patrick's Day, an annual event in four American cities and Ireland as a healthy and safe alternative to the average booze-filled celebration. So it's with music and comedy and fiddling and accordion and a lot of entertainment, storytelling. Sounds like a lot of fun. Said was one of them is taking place in Queens in New York right now. So enjoy yourself and do benefit from the website. It's all there for your education, information, and I hope enjoyment.
Thank you, Joyce, for referring
to my website. I appreciate that.
Well, it's awesome. It's a really great website by a really great person. So we were sharing with you a lot of how the Irish celebrate today, and here's my take on celebration.
Folks, whatever you're celebrating, here's my advice. Drink, lie, steal, and swear. You heard it first from Joyce Barry, success coach, telling you to drink, lie, steal, and swear to make your celebration successful. Drink from the cup of prosperity, but always remember those less fortunate than you and act to help them. Lie down tonight and give thanks for all the blessings you have, all the opportunities you have, and all the wonderful people you have in your life. Steal time away from your busy schedule to spend quality time with those people in your life who are special to you, who inspire you, who make you feel good, who are a role model for you. Swear that you will say something especially nice to someone today. Express gratitude to someone today and pay it forward to someone today. Do a random act of kindness and smile a lot, laugh a lot. Joy and happiness are contagious. Enjoy.
So that's my take on celebration, because that works no matter what you're celebrating. Folks, I just want to refer you to my website as well, my official website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And you'll see all my coaching, what that's about, what my seminars are about, countless testimonials, and just a few of my favorite endorsements I'll share with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. if you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach. Johnny Carson, I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen, winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Woody Allen, are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here. Do send that email and put it down in the subject line, St. Patrick's Day, so I will know what prompted you to write to me. Put that in the subject line, name, best time to reach you, phone number, in the text, and just for that simple thing you did, sending that email, I'll be happy to give you a free consultation on having a home business coach, having a success coach, see what you resonate with. It'll be my pleasure to offer you that. Okay, Beverly, before I get to the Irish blessings, was there anything else that you want to add?
I have a couple of jokes that I think are kind of cute. This is one. Murphy lay in hospital covered in bandages head to foot with just two little slits for his eyes. What happened to you? Asked Cassidy. I staggered out of the pub and a lorry hit me, a glancing blow, and knocked me through a plate glass window. The God, said Cassidy, it's a good job. I'm sorry, this last line makes me laugh. It's a good job you were wearing those bandages or you'd have been cut to smithereens.
Got it.
Okay, and here's another cute one. Applying for a job as a keeper at the Bronx Zoo, Patrick came to the question, what is rabies and what can you do about it? Patrick thought for a moment or two and then wrote, rabies is Jewish priests and you can't do nothing about it.
Got it. Okay, on that note, let me get to some wonderful Irish blessings. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more and nothing but happiness come through your door. May your heart be warm and happy with the lilt of Irish laughter every day, in every way, and forever and ever after. May you be poor in misfortune, rich in blessings, slow to make enemies, and quick to make friends. But rich or poor, quick or slow, may you know nothing but happiness from this day forward. May the strength of three be in your journey. So I thought they were all special. But I would say that the most famous Irish blessing, which I saved for pretty much last, is one you might all be familiar with. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. May the saddest day of your future be no worse than the happiest day of the past. May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. May your pockets be heavy and your heart be light. May good luck pursue you each morning and night. Those are just some of the Irish blessings. I didn't even know that some of them were Irish, of course, unless they have the word Irish in them. So as we wrap up here, Miss Nadler, what is it you'd like to say to our audience?
I'd like to say that whether you're Irish or you're Italian or Jewish or Mohammed or anything else, you can enjoy the show. And if you have any Irish friends, ask them to listen. I think they would enjoy it. They might even learn some things that they didn't know about their own culture and enjoy it. We've had a lot of fun, and we hope you have too. I'm going to close with what I think is a cute joke. Murphy asked Casey for the hand of his daughter in wedlock. "And can you support a family?" asked Casey. "I think so," replied Murphy. "Well, there are six of us, you know," said the future father-in-law.
I missed something.
Well, when he said, "Can you support a family?" obviously the groom-to-be was thinking about a family he was going to have. But his father-in-law, future father-in-law, was thinking about his family. And he said, "Well, there are six of us, you know."
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say something about your blessings, the Irish blessings. They are proof of what this young lady said, that there are many intelligent Irish people out there. And they've given us some very beautiful blessings and a lot of entertainment, a lot of fun, and good music. So you who are Irish, be very pleased to know your heritage and to enjoy it, and enjoy today and every day.
And I want to add to that you don't have to be Irish to enjoy it. I think the more that you learn about other people's culture, their faith, their traditions, the more connected we can get with one another. We all have much to contribute, and let's start this connection, this closeness, this understanding of each other, rather than focusing on the difference and the judgments.
I've got to add something to that, because you're so right on, Joyce. That's how we can have more peace in this world. When people really know each other and understand each other and recognize their contributions, the loss of prejudice is not far behind. And so we can change the world by really appreciating what everyone, no matter what their background or where they're from or their religion or their race or their culture, has contributed to this world. So thank you so much for mentioning that, because it is a wonderful, wonderful truth that we can all take from this show and bring into our lives.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And all it takes is one positive action and one person at a time. Here is my special prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifest marvelous miracles. So you have heard our Irish blessings today. Some Jewish blessings are thrown in. Blessings are blessings. Accept them from every corner of the globe. It can never hurt to be blessed by anyone and everyone. So, folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you could do that starting right here, right now, with the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired. by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.